Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, June the 23rd, 2011. The International Red Cross has demanded that Hamas prove that captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit is still alive, given a two-year absence of proof regarding his continued health. ICRC Director General Yves Dacour said in a statement that the total absence of information concerning Mr. Shalit is completely unacceptable, and reminded Hamas that the Shalit families have a right under international humanitarian law to be in contact with their son. Shalit was captured during a cross-border raid by Palestinian groups from Gaza, including Hamas, in 2006, and is the only Israeli captive of the conflict. The Organization of the Islamic Conference, OIC, issued a report warning of the sharp deterioration of the water situation in the besieged Gaza Strip due to the devastated infrastructure in Gaza resulting from Israeli attacks and the establishment of wastewater treatment plants on top of freshwater reservoirs. The OIC said that it is essential to establish plants to desalinate water in order to compensate for the greater need of fresh water in Gaza. The group called for halting the drilling of new water wells as they undermine and drain the underground water reservoir. In an advertisement posted in Haaretz on Friday the 17th of June, 300 Israeli academics from around Israel have signed their name to a letter supporting actions taken by the Israeli women's group Civil Disobedience that break Israel's law of entry by taking Palestinian women and children from Palestine to Israel for a day. The advertisement called on the Israeli public to support the Civil Disobedience group by actively collaborating with actions to take Palestinian women and children from the occupied territories to Israeli beaches for a day of recreation. The Freedom Flotilla 2 is due to set sail in the coming days from ports around Europe in an attempt to break the Israeli siege of Gaza. The flotilla will include an American ship, which will have one quarter Jewish participation. The flotilla aims to bring humanitarian supplies to the Palestinian territory, which has been badly hit by shortages in essentials such as medical supplies due to the Israeli blockade imposed in 2006. Israel has said that it will forcibly prevent the flotilla from reaching Gaza. 9 people were killed last year when the first Freedom Flotilla was attacked by Israeli forces. A plan to build 2,500 Arab housing units in East Jerusalem was stopped by right-wing pressure groups and Haredi city council members on the grounds that it was politically dangerous and poorly conceived. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat has proposed a construction plan for 2,500 houses on private land in southern East Jerusalem. The vote was cancelled on Monday because it was clear it had no chance of passing. The designated land is in the village of Sawahara and is privately owned. The technology firm Apple have removed an application called the Third Palestinian Intifada for purchase for Mac and iPhone users. The action was taken after Yuli Yoel Edelstein, Israeli Minister for Public Affairs and Immigrant Absorption, mailed a letter to the Apple Corporation requesting the immediate removal of the application. Edelstein wrote that the app was anti-Israel and anti-Zionist and calls for an immediate Palestinian uprising against the State of Israel. The app, developed in Dubai, notified users of protests and events related to Palestinian actions against the Israeli occupation. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Thursday the 23rd of June's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Khassiz and me, David Steele.